This is Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're also streaming online at ijpr.org. I'm Eric Thiel. Today, our live session is with Mr. Josh Rouse. Josh, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's a real honor to have you here because for the last quite a few years, you have been living overseas and only make a couple of forays to the States each year. So it's a real pleasure to have you. You actually grew up, though, in the Midwest, right? Nebraska.
Yeah, I kind of moved. I lived there till I was about 12, and then I ended up moving. I lived out in California for a while, and then Utah and Wyoming and Georgia, and I kind of settled. I lived a large part of my adult life in Tennessee.
Why all the moving?
I don't know. My parents are just restless, I guess. Work.
Is it true that when you were younger, you were a breakdancer?
I was, yeah.
With ideas of growing up and doing it professionally or just as a
No, I just liked it. That's that time of, you know, when all the big fad of breakdancing, you know, and when a Midwestern boy saw that, I thought, wow, that's cool. That's something different.
Throw down the big cardboard
box.
Like
football and like, you know, tater tots.
When your first album came out, Dressed Up Like Nebraska, critics loved this thing. I mean, it was referred to as an instant classic. Was that a surprise to you? Right out of the gate to have that much incredibly positive feedback for the stuff you were creating?
Yeah. I was surprised that anybody liked it. I mean, I thought it was pretty good, but I didn't, you know, I just kind of went from my couch to playing concerts and traveling around the world. So, yeah, it was great. And I had been playing in bands before that and trying stuff, but I was never the singer, and I was kind of primarily the songwriter, but it was different, you know. A band is four or five different people trying to agree on the same thing, so...
Yeah. At the time, this was on Ryko, right, when this one
yes.
first came out. Was there a lot of pressure on you to have to follow that album up with another in the same musical vein?
No, not so much in the same musical vein, but that was, I think that was around like the late 90s, early 2000s. And at that time, you know, if you could get a single on radio, you could sell a lot of CDs. So there was pressure on my second album to have kind of a single. And at that time, Ryko Disc was sold or merged with Island Records. And so a whole new office kind of came in, and they were definitely, I turned in the record and they said they liked it, but, you know, if I could take one song and kind of work with a different producer, or remix it or rewrite it a little bit. So that's when I started my relationship with Brad Jones, who I continue to work with, and he took the song Directions and kind of reworked it and did some arrangements on it. And then that song ended up being featured in a film by Cameron Crowe called Vanilla Sky, and then it kind of helped my career out a little bit. So I don't regret the move.
Josh Rouse is my guest live in the JPR studios. He is out now in support of his latest effort. It's called The Happiness Waltz. We'll talk a little bit more about the new album in a bit. What do you want to play first?
I'll play a song called Julie that I wrote with a friend of mine, Daniel Tashin. It's cold in San Francisco, it's California gray. One night on Telegraph Hill, we kept the wolves at bay. I wrote you a long letter, some things you can't explain. Julie, come out of the rain. It's cold and I can't wait forever. Julie, if you want me to stay, then why don't you show it? And I called a taxi for you. Your raincoat, it was blue. Outside the wind was talking how I felt for you. Left your cigarettes and a dozen other things. Julie, come out of the rain. It's cold and I can't wait forever. Julie, if you want me to stay, then why don't you show it? Give me a smile and say everything's okay. Oh, it's California gray. Oh, it's California gray. Mm-hmm. call in San Francisco is California gray. One night on Telegraph Hill, we kept the woods at bay. Julie, come out of the rain, it's cold and now I can't wait forever. Julie, if you want me to stay, then why don't you show it? Give me a smile and say everything's okay. Look in my eyes and say everything's okay. Oh, it's California gray. Oh, it's California gray.
That is Julie, Come Out of the Rain. It's music from Josh Rouse, live in the JPR studios. Music from his latest release called The Happiness Waltz. That one out on Yep Rock Records. Is there a Julie?
No, it's just a song. Actually, out of all the songs on the record, it's probably the least personal song I have.
I was going to ask, you know, a lot of the songs on this record seem to be slices of life, slices mm-hmm. of your life, everyday issues that people encounter. Was that an intentional thing when you started putting pen to paper and creating this record?
I think all my records are like that, really. Most of them are, yeah. I mean, they kind of... although, you know, I might have an idea for a song, you know, a lot of yourself, I'm the one writing it, so a lot of yourself kind of goes into it, even if it's somewhat fictional, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned that you had moved around the States a lot,
mm-hmm.
but at a certain point, you packed up and moved. You moved to Spain.
Yeah.
Why? Why Spain?
Well, I thought I'd try something different.
That's a little different.
In the States, yeah. And I wanted to, I think I was 32 at the time that I moved. And I was very jealous of not having a second language or not knowing another language. And I had met a girl there that I liked too, so it gave me a couple reasons to kind of... to do something different and go try the Mediterranean climbing out, and I ended up staying.
How did that turn out?
What's good. We've got two little kids now, and
congratulations.
And it's a love story.
So did the immersion work? Are you now fluent in Spanish?
Yeah. It didn't take too long, but I remember it being, someone was asking me about this the other day, and they said, how long did it take you to really learn it? And I said, well, you know, I'm always learning new stuff, but it was definitely a challenge. It took, you know, months after being there and taking lessons and just wanting to really know it and just wishing, I can't wait, and, you know, trying to foresee the day to where I go to dinner with everybody and I'm not, you know, kind of lost or, you know, people don't ask me something and I just kind of blankly look at them, which,
yeah.
you know.
I've always heard I speak almost no Spanish whatsoever, but I've heard it's not so much the languages, it's the subtlety of how the language is used in conversation that just flies right over your head.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get that, you know. So, I take it for granted. I just forget that I learned another, you know, it's such a part of my life now. And
have you gotten to the point yet with Spanish where songs come to you in Spanish?
Not so much, I don't think. I think the Spanish language is I've done a couple songs in Spanish, but it's tough to make it sound really good. The syllables are, you know, it's hard to have a bunch of, you know, English works well, Portuguese works well, but Spanish, you know, it has some long words with a lot of syllables in them. So, not too much. It's English is kind of my go-to for that.
And your wife's a musician also, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, she sings and she likes music a lot. She DJs, but she plays a little bit of guitar, but it's not something she does every day.
Since the move over, do you feel a little bit less connected to the American musical juggernaut, the music industry here in the States?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's always when I come back over, I always feel like I'm getting old and just a bit behind, a bit, you know, it's, you know, there's always someone new. There's a lot of music going on over here. It's great.
You can't say you're getting old because we're the same age. So. I don't want to admit to it. Josh Rouse is my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His newest album is called The Happiness Waltz. We'll talk more in a bit. What do you want to play next?
I'll play a song I haven't played in a long time. It's called the Western Isles. It's also on the record. On holiday, I can see the light from the Western Isles, faded and white like your Western smile. We could live here, you know. Nobody safe, caught up in a life that is based on line. Struggle and strife from the 9 to 5, but just getting by, you know. Cigarettes and black greased tea. Could we feel at home? Birds on the Western Isles, singing in the night like an ancient choir. Oh, how I love you so. Don't worry, baby, you'll be alright with your Western smile. Maybe there's a life on the Western Isles in a few years or so. Cigarettes and black greased tea. Maybe we've been daydreaming, and we're almost home. Almost home. Western Isles, we're headed for the Western Isles. We're headed for the Western Isles. Headed for the Western Isles.
That is Josh Rouse live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His newest album out on Yep Rock Records is called The Happiness Waltz. I was reading online that you are not a tremendously big fan of doing the publicity part of being a professional musician. You like playing shows, but all of the in-between, not a big fan. Is that one of the maybe motivations?
Well, I think most of the people that do it, you know, aren't really, you know, it'd be great just to be able to, you know, make records and put them out there and
be done with it.
Yeah, but that's just not the case, you know.
It's a little easier to avoid some of those requests.
Not more than like doing interviews and stuff. I don't mind doing stuff like that. I think it's, in today's climate, you kind of have to be a social media beast to, you know, and I'm just not into, to, you know, every once in a while, every month or something, I'll put something up on my website or my Facebook page and say, hey, this is kind of what's going on. But I'm just not one of those people that every day is posting something on there, and I'm just too busy with the family and stuff to do that.
So. Yeah, one of the things that has popped up in your music a lot, the sound of your music a lot over the years, is this evocative nature of just a very mellow, relaxed lifestyle. Mm. Is that an accurate representation of your day to day?
Well, I have 2 little boys, 3 and 5, so no, it's not very mellow anymore. But I don't know. You know, I get stressed out about stuff just like everybody. You know, I think I'm pretty normal. I don't have too hectic of a lifestyle. I'm fortunate I'm still able to play music and just make a living doing it. So, yeah.
What's the reception been like for your art in Spain?
Great. Yeah. I have a lot of fans in Spain. I actually won a Spanish Grammy this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I did a soundtrack for a film there. And I won Best Original Song in a film. And got to be on TV and everything.
Was the soundtrack a collection of songs similar to what we're hearing today, or did you actually write film score?
I wrote the whole score, and then I wrote about 3 or 4 songs for the film, and one of those songs ended up winning the... It's called a Goya.
Hmm. Like the artist. Had you written a film score before?
No. My first time. So, yeah, it was great, and it turned out really well. Hmm.
A little earlier, you mentioned Brad Jones and partnering with him. What does finding a musical partner that's not necessarily in your band, per se, not that you're harmony vocalist or your bassist or something like that, what does finding that musical partner mean for you as you create an album after album?
Well, I think it's just a trust thing. I'm able to, you know, I bring a song and we go in and play it. And I remember before, you know, working with producers or different people, and, you know, just starting out, you're pretty guarded about your music. You know, it's hard to let people in and let them bring new ideas and go, what about putting some flutes on there? And you go, whoa, flutes, what? You know? And then I did it, and then I had a lot of success. So I said, wait, maybe I should start listening to this guy some more, you know, more. And so, yeah, I think it's a question of that. And we have similar music tastes, and he always just makes it sound really good. And I think that sound, the sound that we get together, is kind of, it's something that I really like to listen to, and I don't get too tired of it, I guess.
Mm. Yeah. Before the Happiness Waltz, you put out a couple of discs that had arguably a bit more Spanish influence to it, El Turista and Subtítulo.
Yeah.
Some critics were not big fans of those. Mm. They thought that they were a departure from the Josh Rouse that they expected.
Yeah.
Where were you at a time when you were putting those albums out, and what was your feeling about those?
They're all kind of chapters in my life, you know, so I don't regret any of them, and I you know, sometimes I listen to them and go, I would have changed that, or that song's okay. I don't know if I would have put that on there later, you know.
Hindsight 2020, right?
Yeah. But, no, you know, I got the same. It's funny because, like, for the album El Turista, for example, it kind of came out and everybody was shocked by it. And then now, a few years later, I'm meeting a lot of musicians and stuff that's their favorite album. That's like a influential record for them. You know, they want to make records that sound like that. So it always takes a few years to kind of seep in.
What were people so shocked about? I mean, you know, putting this thing in and hitting play, it doesn't sound like not a Josh Rouse album.
No, well, I'm singing in Spanish. There's a lot of kind of bossa nova stuff on, a lot of, you know, percussion and nylon string guitar. Yeah, it's not that different.
I mean, 1972 was more of a departure.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's kind of, on all my records, there's hints of all this, you know, it's always kind of this, it's always the same thing, more or less. It's always kind of a mixture of new things I learn and pick up, and it's all about songwriting. So I, you know, I learn new chords or new rhythms, and I try to work that into my songs.
Mm. Well, the music business is definitely a young person's game, but
it is.
Do you feel like you're getting better at it as you get older?
Well, I'm getting better at writing songs, and I'm getting better at the art of it. And I think that's one good thing about being a songwriter, is you can get better as you go on, you know, the crafting. And I think I keep getting better. So I'm sure some people disagree. They like my first record and that's it, but that always happens.
You mentioned when you first came in, it's usually one or two trips a year to the States to do a tour. Is that something that's becoming a little bit harder to come to grips with now that you've got a couple of young ones that don't go out with you?
Yeah, we keep talking about moving over here somewhere. I just don't know where to go. I've lived all over, and I can't. I need to find. I like living in Spain. I do miss things about the States.
Like what?
Oh, I miss the language, you know, and you just miss silly cultural references and things like that that you take for granted.
Yeah, there was an interview I was watching that you did with an interviewer who was Portuguese, and you talked about how in Portugal they speak a lot of English.
They do.
But in Spain, not so much.
No, not very much. In fact, I just this year met a couple Americans that live in Valencia, so I don't know any Americans. I really don't. Oh. I don't have any friends that speak English or anything around there. So, I mean, some of my friends do, but because they're Spanish and I know them in Spanish, we just kind of keep it that way. Mm. But, and there's great, I mean, there's great things I miss about the States. I miss, you know, playing concerts here. And now that I have two kids, I want them to be, and we come over in summers and stuff and we visit, but, you know, I'd like to send them to a terrible public school somewhere and give them the same upbringing that I had. I'm just kidding. But I'm sure, you know, life just kind of leads you where you're going to go.
Josh Rouse is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio. His newest album is called The Happiness Waltz. You mentioned that you don't put a whole lot of stuff up on your website or on your Facebook page. But recently there was a somewhat cryptic message about this might be your last tour for a while.
On the West Coast, yeah. Just because it's... Well, you know, I just got in about 5 days ago, and I'm still... And it, I started with a concert, so it's about 9 hours ahead when I live. So when I got here, getting up on the stage was like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning for me, so I was really out of it. And so, yeah, I don't know. It'll probably be, I don't know, another year, a couple years before I get out here again. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm really grateful that you said yes to dropping by and visiting with us.
Yeah. Well, it's
thanks
nice
so
to be
much.
Here. Yeah, thanks.
It's Josh Rouse live in the JPR studios. Can we go out with one more?
Yeah. Why don't I do, I'll do the song that I won the Grammy for. It's only a minute and a half long. It's called Do You Really Want to Be in Love? There's a storm out in the street tonight, and I'm wondering where to go. Do I really want to be in love? Do I really want to figure it out? Am I praying to the stars above? Does it make me want to scream and shout? Do I really want to be in love? Little girl with a wedding gown, she's wondering where to go. Does she really want to be in love? Does she really want to figure it out? She's praying to the stars above, so make her want to scream and shout. Does she really want to be in love? I know you can see this through. Do you really want to be in love? Love.
That is Josh Rouse live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Josh, real nice to meet you. Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you.